The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The podcast
free every day
at tntradioempire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Corey is a Facebook friend of mine. Just checked her out.
I got her page up here, so obviously she didn't block me. We're not friends, but she did not block me.
For the record,
I know it sounds like I may be protesting too much.
You are,
but I just have to clarify things.
But, yeah, thanks for being a nurse there, Corey.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for working on the front line.
Yeah.
Nick Hoff later on. Comedian friend of ours.
Yeah, in about a half hour.
Was on this date in 1996. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee lost his lawsuit to keep Penthouse magazine from publishing stills from the X-rated home video of him and then wife, Pamela Anderson Lee. Had been stolen from their home.
Do you think he was protecting her more than him? Because it was it didn't show him in a bad light.
No.
In fact, if you got that pack, if you're packing that, you want the world to see it. And the world did see it.
It created a legend.
Yes.
But also, I could see it be like, hey, can you not publish my dong? Please.
Yeah, the one I can honk a boat horn with.
Yeah, but once again, it didn't harm him.
No,
and anymore. Sex tape leaking out is good pub. It used to be something they would try to hide.
Well, they
not anymore.
They also became bad again when the fapping happening, because that was kind of intrusive. Just women, you know, FaceTiming their men, and don't get us wrong. We still look at them.
But I feel bad when I look at it.
Yeah, me too.
I know someone's privacy got invaded, and I know it's wrong, but I got to look at it.
Yeah, I do,
because it's our job.
It's work.
But the Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson, you had to make a concerted effort. Somebody had to send you, like, a bootleg VCR tape.
We all watched it. Yeah.
A VHS tape. That's where
he lost the lawsuit.
Was on a VHS tape.
Just out there. You could still buy. You used to be able to buy that, I believe, for years.
The same with Pamela Anderson and Brett.
Yeah, but that didn't get out. They won that one. They won that lawsuit.
Yeah, but
somehow.
It's all over the web
it
still.
It is now. Yeah, I haven't checked it out.
You don't want to see that.
I already
he's
did.
Your buddy.
I saw then. Yeah.
What after Kim Kardashian? I think people. Yeah, put sex tape as a career move.
Yeah, a career move. Right.
Yeah,
it's got to be disappointing if that doesn't work out.
Resume fodder now.
Todd asked Brett a couple years after that about going in after Tommy, and Brett said he had a running start.
Yeah, but I don't think
even Brett looked at Tommy and said, "Holy
Brett
crap.
Was ahead of Tommy, wasn't he?"
No.
Oh, I thought he was ahead of Tommy.
Oh no, he was. No, he was after Tommy. Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, I'm not really sure. Might have been after. Might be before. I forget.
No, we were talking about posters that we had up.
No, he was married to
hot women of the era, and I mentioned, wouldn't it have been funny if you had a Pam Anderson poster up there?
Right.
Yeah, and then it actually came to fruition. Yeah. It'd be like we got a chance to bang Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Stop Messenger. Right.
That's who was on my wall.
Yeah. I used to have a Pam Anderson poster on the wall from Barbed Wire.
Yep.
She's laying on her stomach, and she's got a gun in her hand.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I had Farrah Fawcett and Cheryl Teagues.
Cheryl Teagues is a big one.
From
too,
the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Well, Aquaman, Jason
Momoa.
Momoa.
Who's he married to?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet.
He had a crush on her as a kid.
He did.
Did he? Wow.
Yeah. Of course, who didn't?
Yeah, exactly. and we were older than her, and we had a crush on her. A lot older than her.
Yeah.
But he was in a position.
Angel Heart and Angel Heart.
Right, so, where he stood a chance.
Yeah, he did.
He could put a move on that.
Yeah.
And now she's got the best parts in those commercials with him.
Right.
The one where yeah. He's got the bar. Take it.
Know,
and she
funny.
Reaches up with one hand.
Well, that's her, isn't it?
And then now the newest one, he's trying to open like a jar of pickles.
Right.
And she just comes walking by. Give it. Pops it right open.
Well, yeah, that's why he's in a position to do that.
That's it. We've talked to famous people and the way they regular guys can't call them up. So to meet people, you have to be somewhat famous. I mentioned before that Joe Manganiello, I can't pronounce his last
Manganiello.
Name. Yeah. He found out on a TV show that Sofia Vergara was single. His manager called her manager, and he flew to meet her like that weekend.
That's all it
took. He said, oh, she's single? Yeah. I'm going to meet her.
Wow.
I specifically recall a conversation we had.
But a regular dude that looks like Manganiello, another good-looking dude that's not famous, can't fly and see
wouldn't
her.
Wouldn't have a chance.
Right, exactly, right.
It was Kerry Russell. We were talking with Kerry Russell, right. And she was dating
She married a guy.
Just a schlub, a carpenter guy.
Well, he owned his own construction business.
Yeah, but they ran in the same kind of circle.
Right. That was different.
Right.
She divorced him for an actor.
Yeah.
For her co-star in The Americans.
Right.
Well, there's a great scene in the first episode of Billions from this last weekend where he, you know, the Bobby Axel, the big rich, you know, worth $10 billion.
Yeah.
He's looking through a magazine. He sees like a perfume ad with his hot chick in it, and he tears it out, gives it to his guy, and said, I'd like to try that.
Yes.
Meaning
that's
the chick.
Line. That's like the line. Yeah.
And he just folds it up. Yep. Okay. No problem.
That's a great scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand a chance. If I met, like, Winnie Cooper, like a childhood crush, you'd just be like, gross, shave your back. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Well, for Jason.
Momoa? Chicks dig him, man.
Absolutely.
Love it.
At age 12, we'll say.
Right.
She was 24.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She's older than he is.
Right.
So that's a true crush.
Yeah. He actually really did have a crush on her.
Right.
Of course, he's so much younger, you don't think of actually meeting.
Now, with Lisa Bonet, we were the other way around, right?
No, not really.
She was 12, we were 24.
No.
I know it's closer.
No, yeah, it's much closer.
Jeez, he's only 9 years older than her kid with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
Zoe?
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz, right.
Yeah. She's 31, he's 40.
They're giving Zach Braff, he ain't taking too much crap, but apparently his new girlfriend is 24 and he's 45. Yeah, they're 21 years difference. She's an actress, and she's saying, why are you dating this old guy? And she said, I don't want to hear from you. But nobody's telling that guy, why are you dating her?
Well, how old is Jason Momoa?
He's 40.
Yeah, he's 40.
40.
Lisa Bonet is 52.
52.
Yeah. It's a 12-year difference, which isn't much now, but when he was 12, that's a big difference.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a true crush.
Well, right.
That's like, you know, the movie crush.
Yeah.
That kind of crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, except that one got violent and stalkery.
It's still a good movie, though.
Oh, it is.
It's a good movie, yeah.
But this one turned out nicely.
Yep.
They're married and they're happy.
Yeah, you know, stories end nicely or poorly, just depending on where you end them. Right, Nate, if you ended their story now, yes, it'd be nice.
Oh, there you go. Stop messaging me.
and then you get that, and it's less nice.
If the story ends right there,
then it's not good.
Horribly.
Yeah, it just depends on where the story ends.
Right.
Before it gets to the point where you're like, God damn it, I'm Aquaman.
Right. Exactly.
God damn it, I'm Aquaman. And the best part is, you meant it when you said it that way, too. I meant it.
Upcoming video game Cyberpunk.
I thought you said Cyberbung, actually.
Of course.
From my headset.
Upcoming video game Cyberpunk 2077 is featuring some character customization, including the ability to tailor the genitals of your character. According to the Entertainment Software Rating Board website, the first-person shooter RPG by CD Projekt Red allows players to shape characters' breast, buttocks, and genitalia. The site says the feature means the game contains some of the most graphic sexual content in a mainstream AAA video game ever.
So that means you're going to walk up there and your kid's designing his character? With a huge hog.
Well, you might not buy this game for them. It's rated M for mature.
Yeah, but kids get their hands on that stuff.
Not
man.
A for adults only, which they were surprised by.
Oh, there's an A rating on video games?
Yes, for adults only. M is mature users, which is apparently slightly less than adult.
What's the Grand Theft Auto, the one where they beat up hookers? What's that rated as?
I don't know.
I think that's just an M.
I think you're right, Todd.
I have a weekly conversation with my fifth grader about why he's too young to play that video game.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And he's like, why? And I can't be like, because you're not going to have sex with a hooker. And he'd be like, what's that?
What's a hooker? Well, yeah, exactly.
No, Dad, I just want to beat her up.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
As part of Cyberpunk's non-binary policy, players can also mix and match types of genitals.
Oh, so you can
there
make
you go, puss.
Can you be a hermaphrodite?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
That was quick. You should be a comedian someday.
So make your character have both sets of genitalia and call them puss.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the rating system here for the video games, and you said, Craig, there's a mature and then there's adult.
Yeah, I guess.
But according to this, the difference between mature and adults only is 1 year.
There you go.
Mature is rated 17 and over. Adults is 18
plus.
And over.
Yeah.
1 year.
17-year-old can handle what an 18-year-old can handle.
Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah.
I often say that.
That's dumb.
Well, that's odd. Your vagina seems to have a penis and two testicles.
Reports indicate there's also heavily depicted sex scenes with main characters and virtual prostitutes.
Sounds like fun.
It does. It's once again, I think that you're, I know you're dealing with there because I remember my son played Grand Theft older than your son is now, your younger son. And, but even then he would, you know, I was questioning it. Yeah, well, he might know what a hooker is by now. So whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids have been playing this NBA game a lot.
And it eventually goes just away. They become teenagers and they know what everything's going on. So that, you know, whatever, you know,
my son was about your son's age when he was playing that.
He's 15 now, but.
And when I was down in the basement, I didn't see him beating up a lot of hookers. I think he chose not to go that route.
Yeah.
There's an option in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, you can shoot people, but don't beat the hookers.
You can be a lover, not a fighter, with the prostitutes.
You can choose not to beat up the hooker, but if you want to, that is an option. I don't know if they've modified the game.
Does that count against you later in the game?
Or does it beat up the hooker?
I don't know.
I've never beat up a hooker in a video game.
I don't know why they give you that option. There must be something to it if they give you that option.
I don't know. I just don't know. Not a clue.
You raise him well. They know beating up hookers is not the right thing to do.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, I know if he had that game, he would do that. He plays this NBA game a lot now, and a lot of that game is like making money so you can like buy shoes. And he's like, he's playing a basketball game, and he's like, I get haircuts for free. What?
Yeah, it's weird.
Is that fun? You go to a barber shop and a video game?
I've seen all that stuff, too. They recruit you. You can get your haircuts. It's just crazy.
They take you through the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is there a college version of that where they hand you bags of money literally under a table?
Yeah.
Where Bill Self says he'll buy your mom a house.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kansas it is.
And there will be no consequences?
There may be.
Just look the other way?
Well, they're not playing right now, so.
There may be. They're looking into that.
Yeah, there's no consequence for the player.
No.
The consequence always falls on the university.
Right.
Why wouldn't the player take the bag of cash?
Of course.
What's the worst that happens? Oh, they got to go to the NBA.
I saw Harbaugh wrote an open letter to the NFL. Saying that players should be allowed to enter the draft when they think they're ready. If they're not drafted, they can go back to college. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think it's weirder. If they want to, they should be able to. But in the NFL, I think there's a bit. If you're big enough, maybe. I think there's a size difference. You could just get pummeled.
Oh, no, yeah,
if you're too
small. He didn't mean high school kids, because high school kids don't go right to the. But he meant like a college kid's
a
sophomore or a junior that's pretty, and doesn't have to wait for his class to graduate.
Well, yeah, like
enter the draft. The only problem is the college won't allow that because college, when they have spring practice, people are getting ready for the draft. What are you going to pick one? They're going to tell
you. Like Casey,
the only example I can think of, Nick, is when Maurice Claret got kicked out of Ohio State. It was after his freshman year.
Yeah.
And then he went to the NFL and eventually became a.
He had to fight to get in the NFL.
Right.
And he was ready.
Yeah.
He was totally ready.
But he was a bust because he liked to drink vodka during practice.
Right. A lot of people
could be a problem.
That poor bastard, though, a lot of people used him.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people used him.
Actually,
and then when he didn't make it, he played here for a minor league team for 1 year. he didn't make it. They all just ran away from him. You're right.
Yeah, but last year, if
because remember, he was really good friends with because that happened. He was really good friends with LeBron James. They were both from Ohio.
That's right.
And LeBron James was allowed to go and make a ton of money, and he tried to break that barrier, and they screwed Claret over, right?
But last year, after Clemson won the championship, you can't tell me that if Trevor Lawrence had been able to come out of college, he wouldn't have been the number one pick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number one
it would have been no brainer.
Well, those dudes risk a lot of injury just playing another season of college football.
Right, too. Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
NFL's not going to have video review for offensive and defensive pass interference.
It didn't work.
Good. Ending the one-year experimentation.
They never called it. If you remember that, because they put it in there because of that crazy play against the Saints, and they did it for that reason, but they never changed any call.
They said there was not a reliable standard for how much contact is too much while the ball is in the air.
Yeah, that should be left up to human judgment, because it really slowed down the game when they had to look at those.
And they never changed it.
No, they never.
They were not going to take it.
They didn't overturn anything.
Yeah, no.
They stuck with the call on the field, I think, 100% of the time.
It was almost 100%.
It was like 97 or 98.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wouldn't have had a problem with keeping it if every time we all looked at it from home and went, oh, my God, that's totally pass interference.
And they still wouldn't touch it. You're right.
If they would have overturned those.
They never overturned it. I had no problem, too.
Yeah, because there was 100 times we all watched and went, oh, that's clearly.
Yeah.
That's clearly offensive pass interference. Yeah. But no? Okay. Yeah. Then I don't know.
And
anything.
The announcers got tired of that, too. They said, well, we don't know the game.
And
well,
did they also mention they're not giving a second thought to the fumble out of the end zone rule, which is the stupidest damn rule in football?
That was not mentioned.
It's a travesty. Yeah.
Not a lot of steam building on that one.
They're just ignoring it.
And I don't know why. I mean, I'm... Because basically with Todd.
Cleet won't pass it on.
Yeah, I think it's just too spiked, Todd.
No one else is just thinking of it. They would change it if they could. If they could.
There's got to be a reason. There's something behind that one.
I think Cleet got in front of the entire room of all the owners, said, look, I know this guy who really, really wants to. Can we just deliberately ignore it? Just to piss him off. And they probably went, yeah, fine, that's good, Cleet. We can do that.
They're doing it just to spite me?
Yeah.
Because
I
know there's a lot of other people who are actually on my side, Craig included.
Right, I am.
Conspiracy theory. They're against you, Todd.
You're the face of the movement.
Yeah. No, I told you. I told him that he was at the committee that time I was in Florida. He was in Florida. He was down there. We're on separate sides of the state. And I said, ask him about the Todd rule. And he said, no.
Didn't even bring it up. Didn't even bring it up.
He texted me to say he was hanging out with Tomlin. And I said, cool, tell Tomlin I'm a big fan. He goes, I will. I said, make sure you ask about the Todd rule. Cleet was there for the competition committee. Ask him about the Todd rule. And his text back was, no. And that, if I'm lying, I'm not lying.
That's your end.
That happened.
But just to patently.
And that was 5 years ago, probably. Yeah,
just to patently dismiss it. Without even a discussion. That tells me something's going on.
Yeah, but he just
somebody's making money off that fumble
that's
out of the
right.
end zone.
They must be.
He knew.
He could have
was...
turned around at the meeting and said, "Hey, I got a text. I'm going to bring up the Todd rule."
Yeah. By the way, isn't this stupid?
No. I wish I'd have saved that one.
Yeah. So, something I forgot to bring up earlier. Earlier we were talking about Tiger and Phil playing golf here coming up in a couple of weeks, the 24th of May.
Phil's with Brady and Tiger's with Manning, and they're playing like 9 holes and another 9 holes. It's
well,
best
here's
ball,
the
and
thing.
It's like best ball and then something
best
else.
Ball for the front nine.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the back nine alternating shots.
Oh, I like that game. I like alternating shots. That's a tough game.
They do that in the Ryder Cup?
That one of the days is alternating shots.
I think they use that format in some pro tournament.
So it's going to be Tiger and Peyton against Phil and Tom.
Where are they playing? Did it say?
Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, Medalist Golf Club in Florida.
Okay. No people watching.
Well,
I don't blame them.
Live.
But the alternating shots on the back nine lends us to lots of situations of, Jesus, Peyton, that you're leaving me that?
Yeah.
You couldn't get it any closer than that? Come on.
I also think they're going to let the amateurs tee off more because both those guys could probably crush it off the tee because they're good. The quarterbacks are good golfers also.
It depends.
But
that's not how the alternating shot works, though. Whoever made the putt, the other guy has to tee off.
That's right, Todd.
That's how that works.
And if Peyton and Tom have better short game, if they're better with their irons, then yeah.
Well, the best golfers are the golfers in this situation.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, those guys are decent guys, but they're not those guys.
But if you let Peyton and Tom tee off all the time, I'm thinking Phil and Tiger might be hitting from the woods quite a lot.
Well, Todd's right about that, though. It is whoever makes the last shot, the other guy tees off, right?
You take turns, right. No matter what. It's not one guy teeing off all the time. As you would in a best ball. Well, best ball, you both get to hit, and you just choose the better shot.
Right, right.
How many?
But also, there's a situation there on the green, though, because any kind of gentleman's game, there's always said, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
So who's having trouble off the tee? Could be a two-putt there.
Oh, that'll come into play.
Right.
For a little strategy.
Now, I'll give you that one so Peyton has to tee off instead of Tiger, you know?
I like that.
I like that they're doing it. I don't hate, since he's not a Patriot anymore, I can't muster up the hate for Brady like I did when he had a Patriots uniform on.
Yeah,
I will when he plays. I will when he plays, but
he's still a douche.
I know he's a total douche, but I figured out I hate the Patriots more than I hate Brady.
They had the video conference.
By far. It's not even close.
You can see the little video conference with the four of these guys plugging this thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's horrible.
Is it?
The part I saw was horrible.
Because they're not being funny.
Only because, they're trying to be.
Right.
But it seems scripted.
Yeah.
Is it going to be
Bill comes across,
I think he needs
Tiger, a little jab, and then Tiger reaches over and grabs the green jacket and says, I got one of these, that sort of thing.
The one line I heard that was somewhat funny was from Peyton, how he said that he wished they
Peyton's only got really funny on that.
Well, he said that he wished they could play this in a place that Tom really hated, like Indianapolis or Denver or Boston.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Peyton's truly the funny guy of those three.
He really is.
Of those four. That's a low bar, but Peyton's funny among regular people.
I mean, Mickelson's.
What kind of a camera crew?
He's got some lines.
Yeah, he does.
What kind of camera crew are they going to have for this?
Yes.
Skeleton?
I'm sure.
I don't know, Todd. Probably, but the fact is, the pandemic's over in Florida.
Done.
Oh, that's right.
Come on over.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.